And the defense will be, I mean, it's, it goes without saying that the defense, if the Gauchos go on to win this game, it is only because of that defense.
Oh, absolutely. I
mean, the offense has had their struggles all night long, but this defense has played as great as you could have asked them to, especially in these weather conditions.
And they've been out there a long time, Kevin.
That's true. They've probably been gassed.
Exactly right.
From being out there so long, but they're playing hard nevertheless. Montana takes a snap. He's going to pitch it back to Overton, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield.
Saddleback had the exact correct defensive play called on that. And
Jake Belknap was the one with the tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Second down and about 16 coming up.
Extremely good play. They anticipated the ball carry going to that side of the field, and were able to stuff him for it says, scoreboard says second and 18. I think it's close to second and 19.
Montana in the shotgun takes a snap and hits his receiver, but he's tackled immediately after he receives the ball. Swing pass, tackled at the line of scrimmage. We'll have to see who that is. I think that was that's Miles Edwards who made the tackle. But anyway, going back to Jake Belknap, who got that tackle for loss, coming into the game, 12 tackles for loss, resulting in 53 yards loss for the opposition. That's second to Eric Nelson, 16 and a half tackles for loss. So that front seven for the Gauchos making a difference right now.
That play was absolutely huge, bringing up third and 17.
Third and 17, Montana in the shotgun, split backs. Overton to his right, Scanlon the fullback to his left. He's got three wide receivers.
Don't let them out.
Takes a snap, throws deep, has a receiver running down the sideline, but he was covered and the ball went out of bounds anyway. And it'll be fourth down coming up, and the Mounties will have to punt.
The defense is absolutely energized. They should be gassed, as you said, because of all the time they spent on the field, but coming up with that turnover, touchdown and extra point, they are extremely, extremely excited out there.
Yeah, Dwayne Gaddy was running down the far sideline. Montana going for the big play, but Miles Edwards had him well covered right there.
Now let's see if we can get another bad punt.
Joseph Cejudo back, and this time he holds on to it, gets a decent punt. Edwards forward is going to receive it at his own 30 and is going to cut upfield, past the 35, trying to spin away, and eventually he'll be tackled. As he tried to step back away from a tackle, he'll be marked at the 34-yard line, but he was tackled at about the 30. So the forward progress to the 34, and the Gauchos will take over from there. This time, they hold a one-point lead.
I tell you, I wish he had made one step to his left instead of what he did. He went to his right and went right into the tacklers. One step might have gotten him another yard or two or possibly free down the sideline. But with 7 minutes and 18 seconds left in the third quarter, it's nice to say Saddleback 6 and the home Mounties, Saddleback 7, excuse me, and the home Mounties 6.
Bellman in the shotgun. He's got Cade to his right, inside handoff. Actually, excuse me, it's Marshall. And Marshall will take the inside handoff, but is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 coming up.
The play was designed to go off tackle. And Marshall made the decision to cut it back in. Appears that hole obviously was closed. But, again, it's tough footing out there, and it's good that they, being the ball carriers, are able to keep contact with the ball.
Bellman in the shotgun. Marshall to his right. Quick throw has Lauderdale running down the far sideline, but he was covered, so he just throws it away. Lauderdale was being covered tightly by Dorian Crawford. Arthur Ayuwohi and Crawford both wear number 5, but Crawford's the defensive back. 6'2", 200-pound sophomore out of Scripps Ranch High School in San Diego.
I think if Bellman was able to go on the receiver's outside shoulder, he might have been able to complete it, but he was under pressure.
Third and 10, Gauchos from their own 33. Bellman takes the low snap. Has time. Looking to throw. Still has plenty of time. Will throw deep. It's a ball that just slipped out of his hands. Intended for Xavier Edwards Ford running down the far sideline. And he's lucky that Ford was able to make a play on that ball and make it incomplete. So the Gauchos now will punt it away.
Yeah, he threw into double coverage. And another ill-advised throw. Lucky that wasn't picked off.
Yeah, Jeffrey Vaughns and Damian Bunham were back there on coverage.
Okay, now we could use another one of those 51 yarders, Kevin.
So 6:32 to go here in the third quarter. 7-6 Gaucho lead. Fourth and 10. Brad Ritchie to punt for the Gauchos.
Good snap.
And the punt is up, and it's a short one. Again, that ball is just so wet and difficult to kick, and it'll just die once it hits the ground. It bounces at the Mount SAC 48-yard line and will just roll laterally. So Mount SAC, once again, will have a field to work with, but this Gaucho defense has just been so tough to move the ball on.